This is 92.5 Phoenix FM. Welcome to D15 Volunteering. This is a new segment where we get a chance to chat with people from local organisations and explore all of the newest volunteering opportunities in the area. I'm Shannon, and today we will be talking to Chiara, who is the acting manager of the Fingal Volunteer Centre. Hi, Chiara, how are you?
Hi, hello, Shannon. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in today. So just to begin, would you mind telling us a little bit about Fingal Volunteer Centre?
Sure. Hi, I'm Chiara. I'm the acting manager for Fingal Volunteer Centre, as you mentioned. And we are the local volunteer centre for County Fingal, so for Dublin 15. We are part of a network of 29 volunteer centres. There is one in each county in Ireland. And what we are a link between people interested in volunteering in Ireland and local charities or not-for-profit organisations.
Brilliant. And then just if you'd like to tell us about the National Database of Volunteer Opportunities, I know that's kind of a big thing for the volunteer centre.
It is. You're definitely right. That is our main way in which we create the link that I was mentioning before. The database is like a job search, but specifically for volunteering. So all the various organizations that involve volunteers, they can freely open a role up there with the role description, the time, details, and how to get started into a role. So it is searchable online. The database is called iVol, like iVolunteer. And whoever is interested, they can browse it to search for local active volunteer opportunities.
Brilliant. I've used the iVol myself. That's how I found two of my current volunteering roles. So it's very good and very handy.
That's true. And actually, I know that Phoenix FM, they've been using it themselves. And I've seen various volunteers going through the system and, you know, maybe referred from ourselves to Phoenix FM.
Yeah, and it's brilliant as well, because even like just on a personal note, I've signed up for it and I get notifications anytime there's opportunities in my area. And it's just so handy, even if it's like a once-off opportunity, you know, just for a one-day volunteering thing, it's really good.
True. When we talk about volunteering, there are so many different aspects, because mm-hmm. one thing about volunteering are causes, what organizations might be involved in. It might be homelessness, it might be environment, it might be care for the elderly people. But it's also what activities are involved into volunteering itself. There might be admin roles, that might be roles from home, that might be befriending, that means to spend some time on a weekly basis with somebody, maybe with an elderly person or somebody with a disability. There might be youth clubs or cleanups, even the tidy towns. They do avail volunteers all the time to cleaning up our shores or our parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brilliant. There's a lot of opportunity when using that. So just, are there any current volunteer opportunities that you'd like to discuss?
There are plenty at the moment, and there are a couple. Yeah, because when you go on iVol also and you see all the various opportunities, as I mentioned before, there might be some that are so various. There is one opportunity, it's for app developers. So this organization called Sickle Cell Society, they work on to this disease that is the sickle cell, and they are trying to create an app for the mobile phone for all their people and their users. And they're looking for somebody that might help them. So it's a very specific one. On the other side, there are roles that are recurring with an organization called Alone Dublin. They look for people to do visitation to elderly people. So it might mean to pair them up with an elderly person living in their area, and they would go over them to have a cup of tea or to have a chat a couple of hours per week. Next to that, there are also some research opportunities. They happen from home. And with universities as DCU or UCT, they look for volunteers to help them out in their research, maybe filling up surveys or, you know, like answering to few questions. Mm-hmm. There are also roles that are, of course, open in Dublin 15. I want to flag out a very interesting one. It might be popular already, but it's always good to mention it. That is the canal cleanup. It happens in Castleknock, and they meet on a monthly basis. They walk along the Royal Canal, and they collect litter. So what is nice is that it is a group activity. So you do it not on your own, but you know, with other people, you might end up getting to know a few neighbors and people over there. It is outdoor, it is only 2 hours, and it's an easy to start because you just show up at the right time, at the right place, hopefully, and you get started with the group.
Mm-hmm. Such a variety of different ones. Like you've got one that you can just stay at home doing research, you know, for people who might not have access to cars and stuff. And then you've got the other one I think the alone one, reaching out to old people, is so important at the moment, especially, I know restrictions have lifted and stuff, but people are still kind of living in that fear and they're alone. And it's a good thing for people to be visiting them. So it's nice that Eyeball has given an awareness to all of these different issues that needs volunteers.
Glad to hear that, Sam. Yes, I agree.
It's very important work.
And you see, some of these organizations as Alone, it's a national, huge organization, but still they avail of our system because it's a good way for them to spread the word out there and to promote. And like that, there might be some other organizations that, you know, they recruit, maybe not all at the same time. You might not find all opportunities, you know, like every given day or every given week, but every now and then they recruit again.
Mm-hmm, 100%, yeah. And I know that you've had some fun and interesting volunteer roles in place since the beginning of COVID. So what are some of these?
True. Well, COVID has seen us back in action greatly. Like we have seen a huge surge of people searching for volunteers. Some organizations had to put their roles on hold because with the restrictions, you know, they couldn't operate. But there have been different roles coming up during the pandemic, and I want to highlight three of them. One, it's a very easy but powerful one. So we've been recruiting volunteers to handwrite letters to elderly people in nursing homes. So it's something that started maybe around May 2020, you know, just because we realized, okay, look, those people, they can't receive visits anymore. What can we do to help them? And we came up with the idea of the letter writings. And what is nice is that you can do it from home. You can involve your children if you have any. You can write letters, poems, drawings. Also, people who might not be Irish, you know, might be from different nationalities, they were translating poems from their original language into English and send them over to the nursing homes. And it has been so popular that, first of all, it started all over Ireland. Like we were receiving requests even from Cork, from Galway, or from other regions. And Unpost came on board, and they've been allowing us to send letters for free all over the country. So that was very nice.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's still happening, just to say, it is still there out on Eyeball if anybody's interested in joining us.
And anybody can get involved in that, is it? Because I know a lot of volunteering opportunities are usually 18 plus, but kids can send in drawings and everything, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. This is a role open to everybody. As I was saying, even if English is not your first language, mm-hmm. you might have something that you'd like to translate, you know, and to put it into an English. It might be a nice way to connect with
That's
with
lovely. The people. Yeah, and what are the other two?
So the second role was local shoppers. So during the first and second lockdowns, elderly people were asked to cocoon at home. And there was an emergency number called the community call. Yes, community call was a free number that everybody could avail of just to share that maybe they were having some issues or they needed some support. And we were asking volunteers to bring shopping on a weekly basis from Lidl, from pharmacies, from Butcher, whatever they might have needed. And we have operated in Dublin 15, in Howth, in Zorts, and it was lovely because the role sure involved some practical bits that was to go to do the shopping, okay, that was part of it. But there was also a bit of social into that because sometimes for these elderly people, volunteers were the only person that they were having a chat with. So they were kind of checking on them, you know, like even just the chat, how are you? How was your week? Can I do anything more? At the moment, this role is no longer active because since restrictions have been lifted, it wasn't needed anymore. But it was so very, very powerful and popular. Thanks God. Many people, you know, raised their hands to say, yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
That's a brilliant one, and it's nice to see people willing to come together and get involved and like support the elderly people in the area.
And I just want to mention our last role active during COVID. Well, this is a big one. So we have sent volunteers out in local vaccination centers and test centers. And it was mainly, so we offered our support, sending over volunteers and volunteer coordinators. Not all vaccination centers or test centers availed of that, because sometimes they already had enough people involved. But some big ones, as the Aviva Stadium, Croke Park, and City West, they've asked for volunteers, and they are still operating even nowadays. And they were covering the whole week, so 7 days. Of course, not all the volunteers were doing 7 days a week. There was shifts, thanks God. But they were covering the 7 days. And, you know, they were there as information givers and helping out when people were driving in or getting to the centers.
That's amazing, because I've found speaking to people who have been recruiting volunteers the past 2 years, that they found it very difficult to do so because people have been cocooning and they've been fearful. So, it's really nice to see people kind of stepping up and, you know, taking that step forward and ending the pandemic and helping out other people getting vaccines and stuff. So that's brilliant. And then just as well to talk about, Ciara, I know that you have a new project called Community Volunteer. So what does this one involve?
That's true. The Community Volunteer, it's a project that we've launched last September, but we have been building up on experience that we have done in the past years, volunteering at events like local community events and emergency response. So with Community Volunteers, what we are trying to do is to create a team, a pool of volunteers who are going to be fully trained and checked, like interviewed by us, to be ready to act in case of community events. Now, ourselves, as Fingal Volunteer Centre, we have been partnering with the Fingal County Council for some family fun events that have been happening in the past years. Of course, I'm talking pre-pandemic, but hopefully this year is going to see a few events coming back. So we used to start with St. Patrick's, with the parades in Blanchardstown or in Zorts. We were covering huge events as the Flavors of Fingal in Jonabate, the Spring Music Festival in Blanchardstown, the Festival of Fire, and also sometimes some sport events as international cricket games out in Malahide. So for all these type of events, we were acting as stewards. So our volunteers were there as information givers, stewards, and just sometimes wearing an IVs to be another pair of eyes during an event. That always proved to be very important and helpful also for families.
And what type of people would you be looking for this role? Like, of course, over 18, I'd imagine. And
yes,
would they need experience or anything?
Sorry. Yes, it's open to over 18 at the moment. We can't facilitate the under 18, but we're working on that. And it is open then for people of until whatever age, you know, like we had such a huge range when we were working on this pre-pandemic that we had people over 60s, over 70s, actually, that, you know, they were enjoying the role with us. Because sometimes the role, it's not very demanding, you know, it's information giving. Maybe the most demanding part is that you need to stand for several hours, but we always offer some breaks. They can take their time, you know, have lunch if they need, and then come back into the role. It's open to people of different nationalities, because even if English is not your first language, or maybe you're not so confident in English, you might be paired up with somebody else who can help you out with that. It's open to people with different abilities and disabilities, because even if you are a wheelchair user, you can definitely help out with leafleting and, you know, giving information. And again, if needed, we can always pair you up with somebody else. It's nice because it's a group settings, so you get to know more people from different areas. It's nice because then when events happen again, you might meet again people who have met previously. And I remember we used to cover the Dublin Marathon. Our role was to cheer people, you know, to cheer the athletes at the entrance in Castleknock. It was so popular that we had people coming back specifically for that role. And it was nice just to spend maybe those 2-3 hours together.
That's lovely. That's a lovely positive volunteering opportunity there. And also, just point out, it looks very good on the CV for like the over 18 young people looking for jobs and stuff. It's a very good opportunity to get volunteering before you actually start looking for jobs.
That's a very good point, Sean. And that is, you know, a big selling point for me when I do talk with young people, but also people that are between jobs or that they would like changing something. Volunteering can give you experience, can allow you to try something that maybe you haven't tried before, allow you to build on your own experience, allow you to get references if needed. Mm-hmm. Of course, not only one day volunteering, but if you stick with the organization for a good bit, and you know, for us with community volunteers, it might be 2-3 events, then the coordinator can provide you with the reference. And mm-hmm. it's so good also if on your CV or when you go for interviews, instead of saying, I've been sitting on my couch waiting for a job, you actually say, oh, I've actually been active until now. You know, I've been doing 2 hours in that organization every single week.
And it's fulfilling. You're doing something good, but your time, you're helping people, you're helping the community, you're getting out there, you know. Unfortunately, Chiara, we are running out of time. So just before we finish, how can people contact you if they're interested in volunteering?
Yes, I invite all of you guys to go on our website, volunteerfingal.ie, and you can then register your interest and be in touch with us. Then we will be contacting you back by email, and you can always, you know, reply back to us.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for coming today, Chiara.
Thank you a lot, Shannon. It was my pleasure. Bye.
So that was Chiara talking to us about some opportunities with the Fingal Volunteer Centre. If you would like to get in touch with them, you can visit volunteerfingal.ie. And if you would like to apply to be a volunteer with us, 92.5 Phoenix FM, you can visit our website, phoenixfm.ie, or you can email us at info@phoenixfm.ie. Thank you.